I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report, and by now you've probably heard the story of the near miss at the Reeds Creek Fish Hatchery. Were it not for some pure dedication and a lot of luck, a lot of the fall and next spring's trout fishing would have been severely impacted. Now finding a way to avert such a crisis in the future, that's our story today. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. When the derecho storm passed through West Virginia, it left many without power for days, including the state's fish hatcheries. Most critical of those, Reeds Creek in Pendleton County, where a backup generator quit working after 120 hours nonstop run. That left hatchery manager Dave Ault in a lurch, according to DNR Wildlife Chief Curtis Taylor.
I got a frantic call from Dave's wife, and he was out, of course, nursing that generator, been up with it all night long. We got on the phone and called the governor's office and the Office of Emergency Services, and one of our commissioners, Jeff Bowers, got on the phone with the power company, and we got the power restored to Reeds Creek with half an hour probably to spare.
Taylor says a few hundred of those trout did die, but that was a drop in the bucket compared to what might have happened.
There may be some that were in stress that die over the next couple of days, but I mean, we were looking at 300,000 plus trout.
Now Taylor says certainly they're going to try to scrape together the funds to replace that aging generator at Reeds Creek, but in the bigger scope of things, he wants to do an evaluation of all DNR facilities and reclassify the most critical infrastructure.
I know that people are way more important than trout. Don't get me wrong. But somewhere on the list of critical needs has to be those trout hatcheries. So folks know. So emergency services knows that, hey, we've got the hospital taken care of. We've got the nursing home taken care of. We're distributing medicine. But hey, we got this trout hatchery up there. We got to get power to it and see how those folks are doing.
Now, will that attitude rub some the wrong way?
It might. But if you look at the economic impact of trout fishing, forget the DNR. Just totally forget DNR. Look at the economic impact that those fishermen, especially the out-of-state fishermen, make to every single local community in the mountains, even down into the southern coal fields when we have the put and take. But we have year-round trout fishing, over in the mountains I've seen ads in the metro in Washington, D.C. come to West Virginia and trout fish, and they do.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.